This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, amma ba'd. Praise be to Allah, and we begin with the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. This is our statement from chapter 25 in regards to the events recently in France, in Paris. Actually, the way I found out about it was on the Saturday morning, still waking up, rubbing my eyes from asleep, when my wife mentioned to me that there's been a blast or some shooting of some kind in Paris. And I was half asleep thinking to myself, oh God, I hope it's not some crackpot lunatic Muslims. And lo and behold, unfortunately, as I woke up on Saturday morning, unfortunately that happened to be the case. It was some butchering, coward, murdering Muslims. And of course, the idea of them shouting God is great and Allahu Akbar came through as well. First and foremost, of course, our hearts and condolences to go out for all those who were murdered in such a terrible way, and to the victims still in hospital and those who come out of hospital, and all the families, the names of which it's impossible to mention, for those who lost loved ones, for those who were injured. And may God give those who are injured quick relief. But while we mention that, of course, these murdering, wretched cowards have not been at work in murdering people just in France. But we have to mention that our hearts and condolences also go out to those who have been murdered and butchered by the same category and kind of people. In Beirut, in Lebanon, just a few days before the Paris attack, also in Turkey, and constantly what's been going on in Iraq and in Syria in regards to murdering and killing Muslims, and whether it's Muslims or Christians or Yazidis, all of them under this ISIS title and claim to be fighting for the truth and for this so-called Islamic State. And yet nothing is so far from the truth as this claim itself. These people, of course, do not represent the Islamic teachings and Islamic values. Many of these young people, there are many factors at work for why this group is around in the first place, but primarily the young people who have not been taught through the Islamic teachings and don't really have any respect, never mind for Muslim governments, but certainly not for the vast majority of the scholarship from the past and present of the Muslim world. Young people, especially young men, testosterone driven, full of hate and revenge, actually, at the center of it. And as in many other cases, the reality is it's not to do with religion, but religion has been used, I would say, been abused for these motives of revenge, hatred, which is filling the hearts and minds of these young people. Hatred and revenge, which is, of course, is driven by multiple factors at work throughout the Muslim land, the issue of Palestine and the killing of innocents and butchering there cannot be ignored either at the hands of the Zionist state. So our hearts and condolences go out to those who are being butchered at their hands as well, the vast majority being families, men, women and children who are caught up in the fire and the occupation of that land. But beyond that, of course, we've had for years now, before the whole massacring and infighting and civil war that's going on in Syria, of the Assad regime, which was evil and cruel before this started a few years ago, in capturing, torturing, people who spoke out against the dictatorial rule of his government for decades. Actually, his father before that did much worse in dropping bombs on a whole population in trying to target one or two so-called terrorist individuals. So in all that mess, we have some people who, in full of revenge and rage, have twisted the meaning of Islam, a center which is justice and peace. Actually, these people, when people become full of rage and revenge and hatred, then you can twist. People say, oh, is it something to do with the Quran? Is it something to do with Islam? Actually, if you're twisted in your mind and full of hatred and revenge, well, you can use the story of the three little pigs and the wolf chasing them from house to house to kill them and eat them. You could use that as an excuse to go and attack and kill people. So it's not the issue to do with Islam and the Quran. The Quran itself, in fact, in countering this kind of approach and attitude, says, God Almighty says in the Quran, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنْآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Do not, God is saying, do not let the hatred of a people make you bend and twist from being just. Be just. That being just is the nearest being God conscious. So it couldn't be more clearer than that. And Quran itself, what I began with, God is that God of mercy and compassion. So they are far off the mark in this regard. And it's also interesting that many of these people are vast majority of young people. They're not led by any great scholars, full of their rage and hatred. They're also a high proportion of converts who have learned very little about Islam, and others who are learning the ABCs of Islam and therefore abusing and twisting to carry out their cowardice attacks all over the Muslim world in a constant way, and this one in France as well, which we deplore. Nevertheless, in regards to this, I think what's important is that we make some comment on what kind of response. Of course, when we see this kind of hatred and cowardice and killing going on, and most of it's not shown to them, which is happening in the Muslim world constantly at the hands of these people, there's a natural feeling of we must go in and kick some butt, get some revenge, wipe them off the face of the earth. I ain't got no problem with that, feel like that, that we bring these people to the court and to be tried, justly tried, and give them the death penalty. That's what they deserve, found to be guilty in that regard. But what is a problem is how we are quite comfortable with, never mind the French really boosting up its military attack and throwing more bombs for a few nights to score a few more points. And the Russians, who have been throwing bombs week in, week out, for months and perhaps years, and we just turn a blind eye to it because we have this image in our minds and we seem to be comfortable with it, that underneath all these bombs are lined up these long-bearded, scarf-wearing, balaclava-wearing, carrying rifles and grenades on themselves, young men, all lining up, queuing up, waiting for the bombs to drop on them. But actually, that's far from the reality, because they are in civilization, in populous areas. They are there in various areas, but they're innocent civilians who also are sick and tired and are actually at their mercy as well, who are already being suffering at the hands of these, and now we throw bombs on those people, and so women, men, children are being killed in schools and hospitals, in the streets. That's innocent life as well. And their blood is just as red as the blood of the Parisians that died in that horrible attack. But unfortunately, the bombs drop and we think we're in some sort of game. We see some lights falling from the skies and we get no pictures of what's actually going on the ground. Wouldn't it be interesting and horrific to see what actually happens when those bombs land on the ground and reality perhaps will come home to us? So this is not the way forward. This would only drive more young people into rage and to realise that there's one rule for some and a different rule for others, and that perhaps that the Western European or Parisian blood is more precious than the blood of those others who are on the ground in Syria or Iraq. So that kind of response. The response needs to be a dialogue. As we went to the table for dialogue with the IRA, and that was the best way forward. And again, that's what needs to happen. And we have to be fair in our commentary and how we respond. And not the kind of response that's been coming out of America from the likes of Trump and Ed Bush. I mean, Trump suggesting that we need to register all American Muslims, millions of them, like we need to tag them. That kind of racist hatred is so far off the mark. And that's the other side of the scale of lunacy. And deplorable how it's been accepted, and he's the leader in the race for the presidency. And the response of the likes of Ed Bush saying that we should refuse all Syrian refugees. And I hope and pray that France and Europe does not respond in a way to stop refugees from coming. And unfortunately, there have been problems with that already. And the way Greece and others have been treating these poor refugees. These people, 99% of them or more, have been running away from the same murderous cowards. And if we put a stop and put a block to them and treat them badly because of that, that would be great injustice and inhuman. And that we must keep in mind. And as far as to finish with our British government, which is now trying to drum up support to join France in throwing more bombs, that's not really going to solve anything, except make some people feel good. And if we do feel good in doing that, there's something really biased and unjust in the way we're dealing with this. And I hope and pray that our Prime Minister also, in regards to this whole terrorist theme, and there are multiple factors at work here, and ignorance actually of society and of Islam is a major factor. But I hope he doesn't follow the narrative of those self-proclaimed Muslim experts who have very little knowledge, who are on the fringes of the Muslim society. I hope he doesn't give an attentive ear to them and therefore alienate the majority of the Muslims who themselves have always been and still are against this cowardice, murdering kind of people. Those who actually, if they see something like that in their children, have gone to the authorities to inform on them and said this is not right. And those are Muslims as well. So I would hate that the vast majority of Muslim community in Britain is alienated, or Islam is alienated, by the way the government behaves and the media behaves and the public behaves. But the good thing is the vast majority of British people are thinking people, are fair-minded people, and we know that. I've been brought up here, I know that, and I hope people do think with a fair mind, and therefore the response is appropriate and humane and a thoughtful response in which the whole community is involved. We pray to God for things to be better in the future, but our challenge is great, and the reform within Islam, in the Muslim community, is going on, and it doesn't need the input of atheists, doesn't need the input of self-proclaimed Islamic specialists who know very little about the religion of Islam, but the experts within the community are already, and the community itself is going through a reform, and we hope the reform is for the better, and this reform continues to give us a better understanding of the religion of peace and mercy. Amen. Salaam alaikum.